I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we conclude our Black History Month series with a closer look at race relations in the North. Historian Jason Sokol wrote about this in his new book, The Northern Mystique, Race and Politics from Boston to Brooklyn, and we'll have that conversation in just a few minutes. But first, we want to talk about another campus controversy with racial overtones, this at the University of California at San Diego. A party hosted by a white fraternity there earlier this month has sparked a tremendous response. They called it the Compton Cookout, and partygoers were encouraged to dress and speak in a manner that many other students found stereotypical and offensive. After several student organizations spoke out against the event, the editor of a campus newspaper appeared on a student-run television last week to mock the protesters. He slurred Black demonstrators as, and I have to warn you, this will be offensive to many listeners, as ungrateful niggers. Now, the university student president has shut down the student-run station and frozen all student fees to campus media organizations. We wanted to know more about this call. We've called Utsav Gupta. He's the student president of UC San Diego. He's with us now. Also with us is Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Penny Rue. And I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me as well.
Well, thank you for coming. And Utsav, what prompted you to take this action?
Well, I went to the Black Caucus Forum on Thursday, just this past Thursday, and then I witnessed the protest on Friday, and I saw the pain on people's faces. Students were scarred by the comments that have been made by the Qualo, which is a very controversial publication here at UC San Diego, and they were demanding a freeze for their student fees going into this publication.
And what about the issue of free speech, which I'm sure that some have raised?
Sure. I mean, this is not an issue of free speech. This is an issue of how we decide to fund student organizations. Any student government has the ability to set objective criteria on how it funds student media on its campus. And that's what we're reviewing here. We've been content neutral in the way we've instituted the freeze. The freeze affects all campus media outlets, just to give us time to review how we do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that would be the other question. Penny, I haven't forgotten about you, but there would be those who would argue, why should students who are handling their responsibilities responsibly be punished along with those who are engaging in a manner of speech or inactivities that some might find offensive? That's Utsav?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yes. The issue is not that this is some sort of punishment to all those organizations. This is really a call for action on intolerant comments made by one particular media organization. It's saying that what is the threshold for intolerance that is going to be supported by our student association? What is our student association here to do? I believe our student association is here to represent all of the collective interests of every member of that association, and if we're supporting an activity that is hurting even one single member of our association, that's something we should review.
And Penny, what's the school administration's role in this controversy?
We're obviously concerned about the larger issue of climate and well-being, and our concern is to make sure that our students are able to focus and concentrate on their academics, to be able to live and work in a climate that's supportive of them. So student safety, student well-being is our highest priority. I'm very proud of the work that Utsav is doing in confronting kind of a pernicious campus challenge, and we're very supportive of that as well.
You know, I understand it was reported in the LA Times today that Black students walked out of a teach-in on campus yesterday because they were saying that they don't believe the administration is going to do anything significant to address this. So, Penny, I wanted to ask you first of all, do you think how do you respond to that criticism? And what do you think the atmosphere on campus is like for students of different backgrounds? They seem to feel that there's a certain sort of toxic environment, that there's a certain hostility that they're experiencing. Do you think that that's true?
You know, we're an extremely diverse campus, and the challenge is that our African-American students are seriously underrepresented. So we completely understand that they feel isolated, but lots of students have aligned in solidarity with them, and so I think they've been able truly to see the depth of the support that they have on campus. And yesterday's rally that the students handled was a beautiful example of that, and I was actually quite quite proud of our student organizers for finding their voice and for the community for supporting them.
How do you respond to the editor of that paper, that campus newspaper, who uttered those words about the student demonstrators being ungrateful? And I just don't need to repeat it again, the N-word. What's that about?
It's so completely heinous, but the interesting thing about this publication is it's in its heyday right now. They live to create controversy. So this is exactly the kind of reaction that they would hope for. And I try not to dignify them with our attention, but when it crosses a line like this, it's offset. It's imperative that we respond.
Is there any response? Is there any official response to this this utterance by this person on a campus run station at a campus? It's a campus publication on a campus run station. Is there going to be any response by the university to these comments?
Certainly. The institution is currently investigating all the standards of conduct that may have been violated in this incident. Because it involves an individual student judicial record, I'm not at liberty to discuss that investigation. But I can tell you that we really believe that the remedy for silly or offensive speech is more speech, not less. And so my goal is to make sure that our collective voices are heard, that this will not be tolerated, that this is an outrage, and to isolate this student and his asinine friends that conspired with him to essentially hijack our student-run television system in this heinous way.
You were saying that this newspaper exists to be provocative. As I understand it, they've been accused of slurring Asians, Jews, Mormons, Indians. They've even been accused of mocking the earthquake victims in Haiti in the latest issue. So I understand that what you're saying, that this is meant to be provocative. That's a final thought from you. What do you think should happen going forward? How do you think these issues should be addressed going forward? And what do you think the atmosphere is like on campus for people from diverse backgrounds?
Sure. From this point forward, I think it's going to take a lot of dialogue between a lot of different campus communities and a lot of different students. And I'm happy that at this campus we're finally having this dialogue, that we're talking about how we feel on this campus, and that for once, this is an issue that's probably not going to go away. This is an issue that we're going to be talking about for quite a bit. And I think that it's really important that this dialogue is happening. I think, the steps are going to be we really need to come together as a community. We need to come together as students. We need to talk about what we need to do as an institution to make sure that every student here feels safe, that every student here feels that they're welcome and that they can be provided an education.
It may be a silly question because you're the president of the student body, but do you feel safe and welcome at the university?
I personally feel pretty safe here at the university. I think the university does do a good job at making students feel safe, but I think this is an issue of a campus climate that affects just some students here at the university. And that's something that just because I feel safe and someone else doesn't feel safe, that doesn't mean I can ignore that.
All right. Atsav Gupta is the president of the student body at the University of California, San Diego. Penny Rue is the vice chancellor of student affairs there. And they were both kind enough to join us from their offices on campus there. And we appreciate your taking the time. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.